This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam.
We have a question about the ruqya. This sister is asking about, you know, her aunt is really critically ill and she wants to do ruqya. She wants to know the rulings of ruqya, what can she do, and the adab and etiquettes. Yes.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu rasulullah. Ar-ruqya is to read verses from the Quran. Or to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names and some of the ad-du'a of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the intention of healing the person or protecting the person. So yes. Two, somebody for protection or for healing.
Yes.
Both is ruqya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ. We send from, when you send the Qur'an as a form of healing, and it heals the soul, heals the body. You know, it's a healer to all kind of
ailments,
illness and problems, and psychological, physical. You know, you name it. And the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make ruqya for himself and to make ruqya for others. He used to make ruqya for his grandchildren to protect them, for protection. He كان يعود الحسن والحسين. قل أعوذكما بما كان يعوذ إبراهيم به ولدي. I give you the same ruqya that النبي إبراهيم used to say for his two children. And he used to say أعيدكما بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. And النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say that in the حضر and صفا, while he's with them and when he travels. He do it from a distance.
Even when they're not with him.
When in front of him.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah. As a form of dua for protection for them. And also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it for people who are ill. He did it for protection from himself. He used to قُلُ عَذَرُ بِهَا قُلْ عَرَبِّ النَّاسِ قُلُ اللَّهِ before he sleeps, and he will wipe his face. That's ulama rahimahullah said, it's a protection for himself. Also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the dua for the illness when he said, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ أَرْقِيكْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ يُؤْذِيكْ.
In the name of
Bismillah, I give this ruqya to you from everything that yani might harm you. وَمِنْ شَرِّ كُلِّ نَفْسٍ, and from the evil of every soul. أَوْ عَيْنِ حَاسِد, or the evil eye of someone who envy you. اللَّهُ يَشْفِيكْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ أَرْقِيكْ. What is this? This is the dua that the Nabi Sallam received from Jibreel. Mm-hmm. That's the dua of Jibreel when he gave ruqya to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma rabban nas idhib al-bas ishfi anta al-shafi la shifa illa shifa'uk shifa'an la yugadiru saqama bismillahi arqiq min kulli shay yu'dhik min kushari kulli nafsin aw ayni hasid
Allah
yashfiq bismillahi arqiq. Anyway, بِتُرْبَةِ أَرْضِنَا وَرِيقَةِ بَعْضِنَا يَشْفَ سَقِيمُنَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّنَا. All these ahadith came in relation to the ruqya of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he taught his companions. And it should not include calling upon jinn or language that unknown, or it is written in the form of ta'weedha and put it on bodies or anything of that nature. No, it should be verbally said in Arabic, because the Quran is Sunnah in Arabic. Unless you make dua for the person, you can do any language in this case. And you are allowed to blow on the persons, because the Nabi Sallam blow on his hand and wipe his body before he goes to sleep, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you're allowed to do that as well. Some of the Sahaba have been reported that they blow on the water and drink it, or write something on in a ink of musk or something clean, or and put it in the water, then drink the water, but not from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nothing reported from the Prophet from such thing like that. There is some hadith that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam blew on the water and he said, add more water, it will, the barakah will continue in it. It will continue as long as you add more water, the blessing of the Quran will go to the new water and so on. With this being said, so if your grandparents or grandfather or mother, whoever is ill in your family, you can read on them Quran, you can make dua for them, and make sure that you also do this beside taking all the necessarily means, doctors, medications, whatever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal your sick ones and all of the sick and people who are suffering from illness. and bring a full speed recovery for them. Allahumma ameen.